here and now. Being aware of experience here and now. What is arising? What has come to be? And how has one comprehended the Dhamma? One sees as it really is with correct wisdom. This has come to be. This. What is this? Just this. Whatever has come to be the Dharma is available in this. There's no need to go looking for someplace else to find the Dharma. It can't be found anywhere else. It can be seen in this. It doesn't matter what is arising. All arisings have the nature to pass away. Are inconstant, unreliable, not self. The Dharma is available every moment. It's close at hand. Are you available to see it? Simple awareness. Receiving just this. No need to either tarry and hold on to it or hurry to the next thing. Just this. And this. And this. allowing the heart to receive what's here. We can sometimes have an idea that there's a kind of a hierarchy of better experiences to be having in meditation in terms of where insight and understanding can arise. I know for myself on one long retreat where self-hatred was quite a frequent visitor, I kind of at some point, I was fighting it for a while and thinking, this isn't where freedom will happen. I've got to get over this. This is in the way of wisdom developing. Kind of this idea that a challenging state of mind was somehow in the way. But at some point it was so much a visitor, I kind of felt like I had to surrender. And there was this idea, it was kind of like it was not the kind of surrender that is just like, oh, okay. It was more like, okay, I guess this is my self-hatred retreat. And yet that did kind of open me to just being more with it, being more able to just be with it when it arose, noticed when it wasn't there. And at some point, to my surprise, just that I mentioned this yesterday in the talk, there was some moment where the mind saw very clearly, this has come to be. Self-hatred as an arising, this has come to be. And in the seeing of that, there was so much freedom. And that moment was a big learning, not only about seeing something in that way of this has come to be, of seeing the arising and having some freedom around a very old habitual pattern, but also it kind of burst that belief that there was some kind of hierarchy of experience. It really does not matter what is arising. Whatever arises is of the nature to cease. The Dharma can be seen in self-hatred. This has come to be. the Dharma can be seen in love, compassion. The Dharma can be seen in the touch of a doorknob, the step of a foot, the taste of an orange. There's no hierarchy. Even the next hierarchy my mind made was there's better states of mind in which to see those things. And so trying to find the state of mind in which I could see this has come to be. And at some point on one retreat, I watched the mind, and this was a kind of an interesting thing. I was watching the mind trying to make itself have a meditative state. And there was enough understanding in that moment to see that kind of, there was a doing and a little bit of tightening around that. And at some point, the mind recognized and kind of, the way it was expressed in the mind is, what's wrong with this state? This state is there to be known. Whatever arises has the nature to cease. Seeing the Dharma. It's here. It's right here. It's staring us in the face every single moment. We don't have to go looking for it. You all have quite a bit of momentum of practice. Perhaps there can be a recognition of mindfulness is already here. I'm not looking for something to be mindful of, but just being available. There's awareness. And this moment, this experience.